Test 78, Section 2, Question 9. And here we're looking for the flaw in the argument. And we have in this recent field study of prairie plants, the more plant species a prairie plot had, the more vigorously the plants grew and the better the soil retained nutrients. So the more species, the more vigorous they were and the better it retained nutrients. Thus, having more plant life, plant species, improves a plant prairie's ability to support plant life. Okay, so here we have a correlation causation thing. We know that places where you have a lot of species, you also have a lot of the plants are vigorous and the soil retains nutrients. And then they're saying, oh, so therefore the more plant species, the better your the prairie's ability, when it could be the other way around, that the ability to support it is what's causing that. So I would kind of look for something about that. So answer choice A infers of two correlated phenomena, X and Y, that X causes Y without considering whether Y causes X. Seems really good. I like that one a lot. And I would just take this and go, but fails to describe the mechanism by which productivity, well, it does fail to do that, but it doesn't need to. C, takes for granted that the characteristics of one prairie plot could reveal something about the characteristics of others. Well, the thing here is it's recent field study of prairie plants. There's multiple plots, so that isn't really the problem. Bases a general conclusion on data that are likely to be unrepresentative. There's no reason to think it is unrepresentative. There's no proof that it isn't, but there's no proof that it is. And then takes an increase in number to indicate an increase in proportion. That is a flaw, but it's not what's happening here. And so therefore, A is our correct answer.